Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from lolaandola.com again. On this episode, I have a topic. My wife doesn't say, I love you back. So if your wife doesn't say she loves you back, there are a couple of things that are happening there. But first of all, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to the root. When you guys got back, not got back, but when you guys got together for the first time, when you started dating, did she used to say, I love you? If she used to say, I love you, and some things has happened, and then she stopped, then we need to address those things that happened, right? If you can recall some things that happened, I don't believe you. You need to dig a little deeper. Some things happened, and then she stopped. So if she used to, first of all, if she used to say, I love you, but somehow she doesn't say, I love you anymore, back to you, we need to sort out the issues that happened. And sorting that, whatever makes a woman get to a space where she doesn't feel like saying I love you back, it must be really bad, okay? It takes a lot for a woman to get into that space where she doesn't say I love you back. Basically, what's going on is that she doesn't feel safe, okay? She doesn't feel safe professing a love like that to you any much more longer, okay? Now, so here's the thing. Now, if she... I'm gonna come back to this, but if she never said that, and then you just wanna experience a woman saying that back to you, I would say you have a big thing in front of you that you need to do. First of all, you need to express that and say, hey, how come you never say I love you back? You need to know the answer to that question, okay? So that's first of all communication. That's straight up just communication 101. Find out why she doesn't say that. She may say, that's just not what we do in our family. I said, like, and then you express, like, I would appreciate that. I always, you know, from my family, we, you know, that's a big part of our culture. We say back, just say back to me, babe, what's the big deal, right? Say, and don't be too serious. Say it in fun, in love, because if you again, remember, a person that doesn't say, I love you, either they've said it before or they've never said it before, they just don't feel safe professing that kind of grand gesture to you, okay? So the worst thing you want to do is make them feel even worse or make them feel unsafer. You want to make them feel safer, right? So it's a simple conversation in love, in fun. Don't worry too much about it. Just express it and say, hey, babe, you never say I love you back to me. And just shut up and just wait and see what they say, right? Now, if you know some things has gone down, you did some things, she said you did some things, she doesn't feel safe any longer, some kind of crisis happened in your marriage, she doesn't say I love you back to you, then the real issue is to fix that issue, right? Whatever happened, and that's going to take time, because it takes time to break down, and by the way, it takes shorter time to destroy. It's going to take you a little bit longer to build back up, right? So focus on the things you need to build, because someone saying I love you to you is a symptom of how they feel, okay, inside, right? It's not the main thing, just how they feel because of everything else that's right. If things are wrong, don't try to force a person to say I love you back, not especially if you're going to do being defensive or in the say it in a way that you're insecure or anything like that. You want to make sure that you're actually never asking a woman to say I love you back to you, because if you have to ask them to say I love you back to you, there's a good chance that they just don't love you and it's just going to get worse. It's going to turn them off even much more, okay? So what I would say is that focus on doing things that a woman will receive from you and make them feel like they love you. Focus on finding out what those things are for your wife. And focus on that and be stubborn about it, okay? Now, it's easier said than done, but it gets easier if you're spiritually strong, if you're mentally strong, if you're engaged with your personal purpose in life, and then also if you are actively in self-development, okay? So self-sustainability, mentally, okay? Self-health, okay? Self-help, self-love, okay? If you have those things, confidence will naturally show out, and that's attractive. And those are the things that make a woman say, I love you. Now, if she doesn't feel safe, ultimately, if she doesn't feel safe because of things you've done, she will feel safe again. But not if you keep reminding her that she doesn't say I love you back to you. You need to focus on the things you need to do and be patient, because patience by its very self is very attractive. When a woman knows that you give them patience, like you're not overreacting, because I love you. If she doesn't feel like I say I love you right now, that's just right now, okay? Maybe tomorrow, that's just right now still. Only now is all that exists. Don't worry about everything else, right? If she's doing everything else, it's only a matter of time. Just do your part, be a husband and say, I love you. She doesn't say, I love you. Don't get attached to the outcome. Don't get attached to the outcome, because the outcome will come when you earn it, okay? So again, somebody saying, I love you back to you is somebody that feels safe. If they don't feel safe, for whatever reason, they're not gonna say it right now. And you get to decide as a human being if that's a deal breaker for you. And being decisive as a human being, that's also attractive, okay? So you may say, that's a deal breaker. If you can't say I love you back to me, well, what are we doing? That's attractive, okay? But if you're decisive, don't just say that and sit out there in the relationship. But if you know that this is a person you love and you want to give them that kind of patience, then that's a decision. But stick with that decision and focus on yourself. Focus on your personal purpose. Focus on yourself and make sure you have a strong spiritual background, because you're going to need that in the form of patience, okay? That's all I have for you on this episode. The key thing is, don't worry too much about it, okay? Focus on building the relationship and everything else shall come to you, okay? Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video. If you want more of it, let me know. Comment below, what do you think? What are your opinion about this, right? I want to know what you're thinking as well, too. And don't forget to go to lolaandola.com and get the free book. All you have to do is become a member, and you get a free book, and you get some other video training bonuses as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.